Welcome to the Friday Night Clive podcast with me, Clive Payne. In this podcast, we look back at the amazing charities, organisations and people we have chatted to over the past few months, all of whom have interesting and important stories to tell. Eileen and Trevor Fielding from Santa's Black Country Toy Appeal. Good evening, both.
Good evening, Clive.
Nice to have you back in the studio again. Let's pick up where we left off, because you came in a few weeks ago to talk about how Santa's Black Country Toy Appeal has been going. There's a clue in the title. You need toys. You need gifts. You need all sorts of things. Now, who's actually going to get these items?
Obviously, if you look at our posters and stuff that we put out, there's like 104,000 children across the Black Country that are potentially not going to get a gift for Christmas this year. We've expanded, as you're probably aware, from Dudley to the Black Country for the first time this year, and that's been a monumental undertaking. But the kids that we look after, that they all sort of come, they're already sort of being assisted by special sort of people within their schools, and if they're in really bad situations, potentially social services and other community and faith groups that are already assisting these families, and that's how we take referrals, just to make sure that the stuff that we're providing actually gets to the people that need it the most, you know, because there's a level of need right the way across society, but we're trying to target the worst, you know, to get it to. It's the situation where
it's the children that are most disadvantaged.
Yes, the kind of children who would potentially be waking up to absolutely not a single item on Christmas morning.
And regretfully, it does happen.
More often than people would imagine. And the other thing that tends to get levelled at people is that it's always people that are out of work or this, that and the other. It just isn't. There's a lot of families out there where once that they go to work every day of the week, they can pay the bills, they can put the food on the table, but there's nothing left. And it's that margin, it's that little bit that's left that people use to buy Christmas presents, birthday presents, days out.
And that margin is getting less because our economy is getting worse, you know, so I quite understand that. So your appeal has been going since September. Give me an idea of how you've been doing for donations, Eileen.
It's been quite slow this year compared to last year. As you know, we were in with Black Country Radio last year in your performance studio. It's been trickling in, don't get me wrong. We've had donations. We put appeals out for selection boxes and we've had those coming in as well. But this week we had a bit of a miracle, which is quite comic, really. So Lee Sullivan from Vox Magic knows a lovely lady called Jenny who works for Poundland. So she said, let's go and have a chat with the chap from Black Country, Blackheath Poundland, so off the tootle. And the chap says to Lee, well, you can have all this stuff if you get it out by the end of the day, Tuesday. This was Tuesday morning. So Lee had his van. Gary from Beer Buzz had his van, so they both filled them up. And they arrived at the grotto and we lugged it all upstairs. And he said, it's going to be another two trips each. We were like, okay, fair enough. And Gary says, I know just the man. So he rings Brian Head and up he rolls with his 18-ton truck. and we were sort of, Billy the Elf came to help Trevor and I. We were carrying it all into the front storage area of the grotto. Lee and Gary go back to the Poundland with meeting the truck there. And about quarter past five, we had an 18-ton truck reversing up to the grotto, and it was up to the roof with gifts, with all sorts of stuff, boxes and boxes and boxes of stuff from Poundland.
Brilliant stuff.
Brilliant, wonderful stuff. And Trevor and Rose are still counting it 3 days later.
Well, that's the thing. You have to count everything. Everything has to be stock-checked.
Yeah.
And it goes on your inventory. So that's how you can allocate the gifts out, you know, as appropriate. But well done to Poundland. They've come up with the goods quite literally.
Yeah.
But very clearly, as fast as this comes in, this is going to go out and you still need donations.
Yes, everything that came. I think we counted just short of 5,000 items so far, just from the Poundland delivery. But all that will be gone by the end of next week. And it's worth probably noting that it sounds like a lot of items, but the sort of Poundland aspect of things that we do, it's almost like a bolt-on, if you like, to what we do. So it's all stuff that'll go to schools and playgroups and such alike for wet play and for activities. There's a lot of craft stuff in there, but it's not what we give for main presents.
Yes.
The gifts, the sort of £10 to £20 main that we would give as a main Christmas present, we are woefully short. Okay.
Give me some idea then of the kind of things that you're looking for, without obviously mentioning brand names, but just give me some examples.
There's a well known shop down on the Merry Hill that's currently doing two toys for £20.
Well, that's a bargain.
It is, and that they're quite, you know, that there's various toys from dolls to remote control cars, the kind of size of things that we would give as a main present, and they're doing them for £20, and they do every year. Yeah, it's not a one-off. The particular store in question runs the same promotion every Christmas, so it's a great place. If you can spare £20 and go down there, you can make Christmas a great experience for two children for £20, and I think that's a bargain.
And these are the sort of things that are like, I don't know, like a truck or a doll, or I don't know, a small Wendy yes. house, or a plastic garage, or something. Yes. I mean, I'm just trying to sort of generalise here.
There's some cracking stuff in there.
These are sort of tangible things, or you know, good quality board games that you can get.
I'm a bit old for shopping in the toy aisle.
I've never had to do it.
I couldn't really itemise what's in there.
But it's that sort of thing. you've just got to think about the fact that this is something a child is going to open as their main gift on Christmas morning.
Yes.
The bolt-ons are lovely, and let's be very clear about that. But this is that big box under the tree, or that Santa brings you.
Yes.
It's that big box. That's the key thing. And I think we also mustn't lose sight of the fact, I know you started this in September, but actually time is running out
very
rapidly.
Quickly, yes.
When's the last date that you can take donations?
We've been sort of having this conversation quite a lot over the last couple of days. And we keep, We keep pushing it back, because in an ideal world, the biggest bulk of the people that we deal with for getting donations out to children close on the 17th of December, which is really early.
Yes.
But they're statutory bodies. We have zero control over that. So that sort of restricts our activities, if you like, faith and community groups, basically, beyond the 17th, which limits our sort of capacity to get the stuff out to where it should go to. So we would like, ideally, the 14th at the latest.
Right.
But that's not saying that we won't accept stuff after the 14th, because we will. We'll accept stuff right up till Christmas. Because, we took a load of stuff in right on top of Christmas last year, and we couldn't get it out. But don't for a minute think that that's a waste, because it purely goes into storage, and we use that stuff to kick off next year's appeal.
Of course.
So it's like a rolling process. Nothing ever gets wasted. We keep everything. If we can physically possibly get it out, we will. Once we get to the stage where that's no longer viable, then we will look to boxing it up, putting it into storage. Like we did this time, I mean, we probably kicked off with about 300 toys this year from the word go that there was left over from last year. So that's great for us, really, because it gives It gives us a starting block, if you like, somewhere to begin from.
Like a sausage machine, the wheel sort of comes round again. But, you know, if you look at it, the 14th of December is just a little over 3 weeks away.
Yes.
So this is, you know, it always is high intensity, high velocity with you. Give me an idea of how many children that are from disadvantaged backgrounds right across the wider Black Country province, roughly.
Right across the Black Country, there's just over 104,000.
So conceivably, we need 104,000 main gifts.
I think that might be
in an ideal world.
In an ideal world, I think that might be.
But that gives you some idea, though, of what you're trying to achieve and what you and the other volunteers are up against. Yeah. How are you off for resources at the moment? Do you have enough elves?
yes, we do. We have a pool of people to draw on, but pretty much everybody's twiddling the thumbs at the minute. We're taking 10 to 15 phone calls a day of people offering support, offering to collect and donate, but the stuff just isn't filtering through to us yet.
Now, obviously, if not everybody can get out to go shopping in the way that you've just described, then we can make donations via your website, can't we?
You can, yes. There's a Just Giving link pinned to the front page of our website. That'll take you straight to our Just Giving page, and you can donate there, and then at some point we'll be sending the elves out on a mission.
And they're very good at that, yeah.
They'll be going to said shop in Merry Hill.
That's right.
$2 for $20. Yeah.
Clearly not dressed as elves, they'll be under the radar.
They'd probably get arrested for that.
Well, she asked me to put a pedigree tight, and I said, that's just not happening.
Well, that doesn't happen in the day with you, Trevor. That's of evenings and weekends,
evenings
isn't
and
it?
Weekends.
No, but the elves are on standby. We're just sort of treading water at the moment. We're waiting. Yeah. We've got people asking for stuff, but we just needed to come in. We're wrapping grotto presents, but we've run out of grotto presents to wrap, haven't we?
I do think that this year it's going to go to the wire. I think the last 2 weeks to Christmas, I think it's going to be like the floodgates opening.
Sure.
And I think we'll probably end up living there. So, you know, if you come around, feel free to come and visit if you want to have a look.
Yes, I will do.
And you might just see a sleeping bag up the corner, you know.
A lesser spotted deputy chief elf.
We've had some good visitors in, haven't we? We've had visitors in the last few weeks.
For the first time, we've been able to invite business leaders and various community leaders into the grotto to do a bit of wrapping, have a chat about what we do and how we do it.
Which, of course, you couldn't do last year, could you?
We had our bank manager in this week.
Oh, yes. Okay,
and she had a whale of a time. She really enjoyed it. She thought it was great.
Yeah,
we had brilliant. Our bank manager in. We've had an MP in today, local councillor. Mike Wood came with us. I think he really enjoyed it. He had the tour, didn't he? He was doing some wrapping.
Couldn't get rid of him. He had
a masterclass lesson in wrapping from one of our elves, Sarah.
Splendid.
And he got the music going, a cup of tea and a mince pie, and he was in the groove. And Adam was rapping as well. It was great.
Well, it's cool. They were lending their support, which is important.
It is.
That's good. Yeah. So we can donate financially via your website.
Yep.
And we also have the opportunity to win a car, don't we? Tell me about that for anybody that's missed that bit.
Okay. So every year, well, for the last 4 years, we've done a car draw through Vault's Magic. Down at Albury, Leith Rotherton and the guys. This year's no different. It'll be a 1970s classic Beetle. We're expecting the value of it should come out between £10,000 and £15,000.
They're much sought after,
they
those
are
now, aren't they?
Very much sought after. They're very difficult to get hold of now in good condition.
Yeah.
Now, this one has been taken to pieces right down to the last nut and bolt. The whole thing...
And that's by Lee and his team.
It is.
At Vault's Magic. Yeah. And, of course, they're qualified, they're professional engineers. Yeah. They can actually get this car to be roadworthy.
Yeah, this is their business. This is what they do for a living.
And they have a load of trades who help them and give them things like tyres, suspension, parts, other businesses who work with him who support him. They've got a whole network of supporters. All professionals, clearly, but yeah.
Mm. So it will be a classic version of a new car, basically.
Lovely. And the tickets are £5 each, aren't they?
Yes, £5 each. And we'll be selling them tomorrow in Hales Owen.
Excellent.
And the Saturday after, we'll be selling them in Briley Hill.
Super. I mean, I'm in Stourbridge tomorrow, so sadly I shall miss you. But £5 a ticket, there are not many places you can get a road legal car for £5 worth, as you say, roughly in that financial region.
And I think the way to put it into context is we all play the lottery, and they sell millions or tens of millions of tickets, but we all buy one. If we, the average car draw, we probably sell 3,000 to 4,000 car tickets. So if you start to do the percentages, the chances of winning are not that bad.
In fact, they're rather good if you think about it.
Absolutely.
You know. And of course, you're not going to draw this next year. You're going to draw it in 2023. Am I right in saying that?
You
hasn't
are,
changed?
Yes.
Which two?
No.
Okay.
We would normally draw it's 2021 car. We would normally draw that in January 2022.
That's right.
But because of the nature of the restoration and the lengths that the guys are going to on this one, it'll actually be drawn in. It sounds quite bad, really, but it'll be January 2023.
Excellent.
So it'll all be almost.
And it's going to be worth waiting for because, as I said, this is a road legal car that comes with MOT. Mm-hmm. All the winner has to do is insure it and fuel it.
Yep.
And boom, you've got a perfectly good car.
And the last two winners came from Kings Winford.
Right, yes. And of course, last year or earlier on this year, we rang the winner up of last year live on the programme. So I hope you'll come and see me in 2023 and we'll do the same sort of thing if you want.
Yes.
But let's just go back to the main core of this. The whole point of this is to actually, get you these gifts that you need. You're having selection boxes, that's good, but it's these core presents. It's these two for £20 type things that you need.
Mm. Yes.
And don't leave it till the last minute.
No, please, if you're shopping at the weekend.
Because it puts all of you under pressure as well, and that's not really fair.
It isn't. Yeah, if you are shopping at the weekend, bit of Christmas shopping, bung an extra thing in the shopping basket, get across to one of our collection points that you can find on the website. They're all there. Pop along, drop them off. We've got two collection points in the Merry Hill Centre. So if you're down there at the weekend doing a bit of Christmas shopping, throw a bit of something extra in the basket. And
you can literally then walk round to the collection point.
Yeah. It's the customer service point right outside Holland and Barrett,
mm-hmm.
or the Black Country Hub. Go and see Steve Edwards down there. Yeah. He'll take off you whatever you've got.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And of course there are lots of drop off points, not only across Dudley Borough, but across, Wolverhampton, Walsall and Sandwell, where people are doing that.
Yes, they're all on the website. Mm. They're all on the donation.
27 in Dudley Borough this year. We had 6 last year.
That's really good. So well done to everybody who stepped up and did that. Give the website a mention for me, if you will.
www.bc-santa.co.uk, and you'll find our wish list on there, links to our Just Giving page. If you're interested in the car tickets, if you go to the Vault Magic website, you can get them from there, or the Santa Gangster website as well. You can get links from there, and there's a link on our website.
There's a link on our website as well.
I'll be honest with you, I have it bookmarked on the one of the PCs here, so I don't have to key it in all the time. But so, as you say, all the links that are there, and to give you some idea, then the wish list is there, and that's a really good starting point, because you can download that, throw it in your shopping basket and take it with you when you head off shopping.
Yes, it'll give you some idea of the type of things that we need. In addition to toys. Toys is the big one, please,
yes.
Toys.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of the larger chain stores are doing 2 for £20, 2 for £25, not just the one at Merry Hill. There are several. Mm. So. Yeah.
Good.
It's just that
we keep up the good work. Give our best give our best wishes to the elves.
We will.
You'll be joining me on Drive Time in a couple of weeks' time, so we'll have our final update from you from then. So Eileen and Trevor Fielding from Santa's Black Country Toy Appeal, thank you very much for talking to Friday Night Clive.
Thanks,
thank
Clive.
You, Clive.
That is your lot for this episode. You can catch the programme live every Friday night on Black Country Radio from 8 p.m. If you like our podcast, please subscribe by heading to blackcountryradio.co.uk/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts from. See you very soon. This is a Black Country Radio podcast presented by Clive Payne and produced by Andy Caddick.